talking with St. Cloud State Huskies defensive end Ferris Ingram. Ferris, obviously appreciate you taking the time. Just want to start off by asking you about your journey to St. Cloud, being from Evanston, Illinois. Obviously, 2015 Evanston Football Player of the Year. Northwestern being in your backyard. How did the not only the big-time Division I FBS programs let you slip outside of the state, but also they have a wide contingent of FCS programs as well, Illinois State, Eastern, Western, Southern. How did they miss out on you? Talk a little bit about your overall journey to St. Cloud State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, grew up about 5 minutes from Northwestern's campus, always was a Wildcat fan. You know, but that's a very prestigious school, you know, you got to have some pretty good grades to get into there. So, always figured, you know, that's a possibility. It'd be cool to stay close to home, but I don't know. It's, in the end, it was cool to venture out, to move to a new state and to settle ground here. It's been very good for me. All those others, I mean, my senior year of high school, I was kind of going back and forth whether I'd play tight end or defensive end in college. And my senior year, I was sitting at only about 220. And to play defensive end in college, you know, that'd be pretty skinny. I was thinking, you know, maybe I could play a little outside linebacker. And I was in little contact with, like, the Eastern Illinois, the Illinois States of the world, but they just never bid on, me completely. So it was a little disappointing at the time, but, you know, in the end, coming up to Minnesota, you know, there's no Division II programs in Northern Illinois. So this whole conference has sort of a breeding ground in Northern Illinois. And so got a few bites out of this conference, got a few bites from, like, the Michigan Conference, the GLIAC, a little bit of the MIAA down in south in the Missouris. But ended up coming up here to St. Cloud, and it was the best decision of my life. It's been this has been home away from home for me, and it's been a great decision, and Minnesota's been treating me well for sure.
2015, retro freshman year, being away, not really being away from the game of football, but obviously sitting out that year and kind of adjusting to the college lifestyle, the college football game. What did you learn from that year off from being on the playing field?
Right, yeah, it was definitely tough. It was tough not playing, suiting up for games, not traveling, but it was a great learning experience for me. I came into college probably at about 225, 230 pounds, and that, you know, the immediately first thing I walked on the campus, my coaches said, you know, you're going to have to beef up a little bit. So had the unlimited meal plan my freshman year. That helped a lot, put a lot of hours in the weight room. And now I'm sitting at about 260 pounds right now. I think that's a good weight for me playing. So, yeah, I've been it was a lot of hard work that redshirt season, getting ready to play, but I had a bunch of guys in front of me. I mean, Mitch Knutson, Kyle Minnis, Herbert Bencourt, just to name a few defensive ends, like senior, junior and senior guys I looked up to. It was, I knew they didn't really need me right away. They had plenty of backup at those positions. So I had a good opportunity to kind of sit back, learn from those guys, and it was a great experience overall.
So most freshmen have the freshman 15. You had the freshman 30, 35, 40.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All right. Now you rambled off a few of the defensive ends that were ahead of you, and you know, talk about how they were your first couple of years here. Was there a specific guy that kind of took you under their wing?
Oh, I mean, all of them. I mean, Mitch Knutson, Ben Waters, those were guys. They were sort of like my body type. They're like athletic pass rushers. Bend the edge type of guys, and so I learned plenty of pass rush moves from them. They took me under their wing. Kyle Minnis, Herbert Bencourt, they were more power guys. They'd bull rush you, give you a little long arm, and they, you know, I took a little bits and pieces from everyone's game, tried to see what I can do, tried to implement it into, you know, how I try to play, how my body feels with everything that they do, and overall, it just they helped mold me into the player I am today. So I was very appreciative of the guys that I learned from my redshirt year, and I'm trying to pass that on to the next generation now.
Well, talk about that player who you are today. Somebody's checking this out. They're either a fan of you, they're familiar with you, or they're a fan of just small school Division II football in general. How would you kind of sell yourself? What would you say are some of your strengths when they turn on the tape and watch Ferris Ingram?
Well, I'd like to think I'm deceptively athletic and quick. You know, I love a little speed rush, I love to bend the edge, get to the quarterback as fast as I possibly can. But then, you know, if that offensive tackle is sitting back a little too far, a little light on his feet, thinking I might go around the edge on him, I got the power, I got the hip strength and all the power through my legs to go through his chest and bury him in the quarterback. So I like to think I got a little jack of all trades. I can do a little all pass rush moves you can think of that are in the book. I got a little bit of it all. So that's where I like to think I'm great at a couple moves, but I'm very good at everything in the book.
Well, you know, talk about some of those moves that you're great at. You know, thinking of legendary defensive ends, you know, just going back, Dwight Freeney, first thing that comes to mind is that spin move.
Absolutely.
You know, do you have like a favorite trick or move or two that you like to display come game day?
I'll tell you what, man. So growing up,
you don't got to reveal all your secrets
now. It's all good. Absolutely. Well, growing up, huge Chicago Bears fan, right? So in the prime of his career, Julius Peppers came to town, right? He was a beast. 6'7", 280. Dude just looked chiseled like a Greek god. And I looked at him immediately. I want to be that player right there. Julius Peppers was exactly what I was talking about. He could bend the edge so easy, but he was so powerful. He could pick up offensive linemen, throw them back there. Super fast, super quick, super athletic. That's the type of player from an early age, I was like, man, I want to be like Julius Peppers. I could play just like that dude.
And future Hall of Famer, so can't go wrong with
Absolutely.
That. I was going to wait towards the tail end of the interview, but you brought it up, Chicago Bears fan. I was born and raised one myself, drove down here through Wisconsin, or drove up here, I should say, through Wisconsin to Minnesota with, a Bears license plate holder, a Bears steering wheel cover,
nice.
Getting some funny looks out here. I mean, how much of a hard time do maybe some of your teammates that are from the area give you about that? Obviously, the Bears have struggled lately. Looks like things are finally turning around, and then being here in Minnesota, the Vikings, they've had quite a bit of success, especially last season. We all know about the Minnesota Miracle. They have a solid team. I mean, is it tough being a Bears fan in St. Cloud, Minnesota?
You know, it can be, but I like all the hate that I get. Yeah, I know it's been rough up here, sitting, you know, not too great the last couple of years as far as the record goes, but I'll tell you what, I am super excited. We got a young team, young coach. I think the Bears got some really good years coming, you know, and nobody really has to jump on our bandwagon now, but I'll tell you what, man, I'll be really happy to see the progress that we make the next couple of years here. And, you know, as far as my teammates go, you know, unfortunately, Wisconsin's a huge breeding ground around here, too. They take a lot of recruits from Wisconsin, so I'm surrounded by cheeseheads up here. It's, you know, I get a lot of love-hate relationship with those guys for sure. We talk a lot of stuff back and forth, but it's always good. It's always in good fun, and I'll always back up my Bears, man. Bleed orange and blue all day, every day.
Again, we're chatting with St. Cloud State Huskies defensive end Ferris Ingram, and back to your game here at St. Cloud, Ferris. Talk about the assistant football head coach, your defensive line coach, Coach Steve Grimmett. I mean, he's entering his 26th season here at St. Cloud State University. Longer than the two of us have even been alive, been on this earth, he's been here in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I mean, how has he kind of helped evolve your game into what it is today?
Man, I view Coach Grimmett, he's like my dad up here. He is from day one, from the first day I met him, he walked into my family's living room in Evanston, my senior year of high school, and he sat down with my family at our dinner table, and I knew right then, like, man, this guy's got some fire in him. He is passionate. He's getting up there in age now. We give him a little, we give him some stuff for that, but he's got all the energy in the world. He's jumping around, flying with us. He's still strong, man. He gets into drills with us. He's pushing us, throwing us around. He's got to be in his 50s now, and he's still a tank. And he always likes to show off his strength when he gets the chance around us. But man, I am forever in debt to Coach Grimmett. He has absolutely done wonders for me on the field, and he's one of the probably the number one reason I actually came to St. Cloud was my relationship with Coach Grimmett, and just I could see it in his eyes that he could really transform my game and transform me as a person in general, because he's just an amazing dude for sure.
And I know he has quite the wrestling background. By any chance, did you wrestle in high school?
I did not. Okay. Nah, I always wanted to gain weight for football, and they always wanted me to lose weight for wrestling, so I was like, ah.
Right. How much does he incorporate the hand movement? You know, obviously that's a big part of playing defensive line. I mean, how much does he kind of incorporate that wrestling background that he comes from to the defensive line room or the practice field, et cetera?
Yeah, for sure. Well, he said, I remember one of the first things he talked to me about when he was recruiting me is, I like the length of your arms, man. I like to think I got some pretty lanky, like, monkey arms. So he definitely likes to use us, man. When we strike and extend, I can get that offensive lineman off of me and be able to shed him quickly because I got that distance between us. And so that punch and strike and that just keeping that distance and the constant hand movement, constant inside position, that's what he preaches that all the time. I absolutely think that comes from his wrestling days, for sure.
And looking at what not only you were able to do last year as a team, 6-5, 6-4?
6-5, yeah.
You specifically, though, 32 tackles, 7.5 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, kind of your first time really being out there for a significant amount of time on the defensive side of the ball. What would you say are your expectations for year three heading in as a junior, both individually and as a team?
Well, I'll go personally, man. I'll tell you what. I was kind of disappointed I didn't get all conference last season, for sure. I thought I played up at a high level. I feel like maybe I felt like we got a couple guys snubbed maybe because we didn't end the year so hot. We were 6-2, dropped the last 3 games. Very, very disappointing way to end the season last year. So we're all hungry, man. I'll tell you what, it's been a long time. Feels like since we've had the taste of victory in our mouths, and man, we're hungry, dude. I feel like we had a great offseason, great spring ball. Guys, we got about 60 guys here this summer working out with us every day. And it's a good group. We're very young, but very experienced too. We got, the class below me had a bunch of guys who didn't even redshirt, and now those guys are getting up there in age. So they've had 2 full years of experience playing. I'm getting up there in age now. It's crazy to think, but, there's lots of experience in our locker room, lots of experience on the defense and offense. And, man, I'll tell you what, we're young. We're not going to have a whole lot of starting experience on defense, but a bunch of guys who have played, backed up those starters for years, and I'm very excited to see what we can do.
Well, talk about that. I mean, there are quite a few pieces that are moving on. Some guys are going to have to step up, specifically on the defensive side of the football, like you mentioned, specifically on the defensive line. You're probably going to be asked to do a lot more or going to be held to a higher standard this year than in years past. You know, who are a couple of guys that maybe we should kind of look out for to maybe have a breakout year or really step up in somebody else's shoes that was left behind from last
Absolutely.
Year?
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, me and Jake Schley hold down the 2 end spots on the D-line, and we got a little Skyler Kurt holding down the nose guard position. He's just a big bowling ball of a man. He'll eat up triple teams and double teams all day, every day, and that frees up things on the outside for me and Jake Schley to make plays. I'll tell you. And then on the outsides, man, Nolan Dwyer, Graham Miller as our 2 outside linebackers. Those two guys are filling in spots of need that from guys who have graduated last year. And those are 2 great pass rushers, 2 athletic guys who can bend the edge. So that helps me out a little bit. Maybe if they can take a little chip block from the running back, then I'm free. So I appreciate all those guys freeing up space, and I think we got a deadly group coming after the quarterback this year, man. I'm hoping they're going to be hurting on Sunday mornings this fall.
Would you consider yourself a leader of the defense, a leader of this St. Cloud football team entering your junior year?
Absolutely. It's crazy. I walk into the weight room now, into the locker room, and I look around and like, man, all these guys are younger than me now. It's crazy. I just showed up and everybody was older than me. I was looking up to all these guys, and now I gotta take the reins and lead this team. And absolutely, this offseason, I've definitely tried to pick things up in the locker room, in the weight room, get guys going, get guys motivated, get everybody on the same page. And I'm absolutely trying to take over that role because I only got 2 years left, and I'm trying to make those some big time years for sure.
Obviously, thinking of this conference that you play in, the NSIC, 2 teams that come to mind, Mankato, Duluth. Mm-hmm. Is it safe to say that Duluth and St. Cloud, that's the rivalry that people kind of get excited about?
Battle for the bone, absolutely. Huskies versus Bulldogs. That's a good one, absolutely. It's been a few too many years since we beat them, man. And I feel like every single year we're so close. I remember 2 years, my redshirt freshman year, we were beating them by like a good 10 points at halftime, and then they stormed back to beat us. So that's one that we always get ready for. Absolutely, that's a good game. And Mankato, we got so we got the Battle for the Bone. That's a trophy for the Bulldogs at Duluth. And then we got the traveling training kit when we play Mankato. And we only play them every other year now for some reason because they switched up the conference, which is a shame because Mankato's a really good rivalry for us too. So very excited to go down to Mankato. I've heard they got some pretty cool facilities down there. Natural grass down there still, I think. And I've heard that's a pretty nice field to play on. So very excited to go check that game out. And, yeah, I can't wait to renew those rivalries again for sure.
Well, is this going to be your first time playing Mankato? Or
my redshirt freshman year. This is going to be my first time going to Mankato this coming season.
Right. So safe to say, obviously you got to treat every game like it's just as important as the other, and it is true specifically talking about conference football, conference games. But is it safe to say that's the one you have marked on your calendar, or those are the two that you have marked on your calendar
right now? I'll tell you what, man, they came in here my redshirt freshman year. They definitely got the best of us. They put a pretty decent beating on us, and I'll tell you what, dude, I can't fold for that again. There's no way. So yep, you can definitely say any team that we've had like embarrassing losses to, that's the first thing I circle. When can I get back at those guys? Is that same tackle coming back this year? Because, man, I want to beat him up again. Let's go. Like, I'm trying to get those, like, long-lasting rivalries with certain players on certain teams. And, yeah, Mankato's definitely one that we're circling. Absolutely.
And not only have they been, the top team in the conference for quite a while, but also one of the top teams in the country, which leads me to really my last question for you, Ferris. Really appreciate your time, and that's just talk about the overall competition, playing in this conference, playing in Division II football. Coming in, did you expect it to be as tough as it is? I think I talked to a lot of guys that, they're like, man, I had no idea that it was going to be this tough, this type of top-notch competition. I mean, every year we see guys and, move on, and some of the best that are in the NFL right now playing professionally come from some of the smaller schools, smaller D1, smaller D2 schools, especially as of late. I mean, there's diamond in the roughs out there. So again, just kind of talk about the overall competition over the last couple of years that you've seen playing in Division II football.
Yeah, man, it's exceeded my expectations, absolutely. It always feels like Division II football players, the way I see it, either we were too small to play Big Ten and we had the size, or we didn't have the size but we had the speed to play Big Ten. It's like they're just lacking just a little bit. And some guys have the complete package that were just completely overlooked. And it absolutely happens. You see it all the time. But the first thing I had to adjust to, and I think you hear this from every football player, is the biggest adjustment from high school to college is the speed of the game. Because, boom, like, there's no time to think on the field. The moment the ball is snapped, it's just a reaction. And you just got to get your technique and fundamentals down to the perfect level you can get them to where you're not thinking at all. It's just all reaction. Boom, boom, boom. If he does this, if he reaches me, I got to hit him with this shoulder. It's you got to think. There's no thinking. You got to react so quickly at this level. And I've loved playing the talent that we got here. I know Duluth had a tackle a couple years ago who got NFL looks. We just had our offensive lineman, Bryce Johnson, who's on the Cowboys. He's got picked up by the Cowboys. He's doing OTAs with them, and he'll be doing training camp with them here soon. And this is cool because I look back at film and practice, and reps I went against Bryce, and I'm comparing, like, how far am I away, how close what do I need to work on to beat an NFL offensive tackle. And I had one right here every day that I was practicing with. So it's great to look at that film, and just because that's the best look I'm going to get out here. And it'll show exactly what I need to work on to beat that type of talent. So.
Hey, appreciate your time, man. Best of luck to you and the team this season. Really looking forward to keeping tabs on you guys.
Appreciate it, Christian. Yep, absolutely.